Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
We as a church are winding down our ordinary time on the church calendar. In a few weeks, we will be preparing for the season of Advent. And during Advent, we are called to celebrate the first coming of Christ, the Nativity. But we are also called to prepare for the second coming of Christ, the Parousia. But because of all of the hype and busyness of the Christmas season, you know, we tend to get caught up in the celebration part of Advent, and we lose sight of the preparation part of the season. Our readings today kind of give us some insight and prepare us on what is to come and how we should prepare for Jesus' return. I will start with a few questions. Are we ready? Are we prepared? Are we seeking a deeper relationship with our God that will have us ready when Christ returns? Are we just comfortable with our spirituality? Or are we continuing to seek wisdom to know what to do to be ready? Just recently, a madman went into a Baptist church and slaughtered 26 innocent souls. Were they ready? Were they on that fateful day ready to meet Christ? Did they have enough faith in their souls to meet Christ? Or were they just filling in the pews? I will hope they were ready, but only God knows for sure. So, okay, what do we, as normal Catholics, what do we need to know to be ready when the time arises? Well, God gives us a way. In our first reading today, which is from the Book of Wisdom, we learn that wisdom is a gift from God. Wisdom is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it allows us to know what is really important and essential in our life. Our first reading gives us the beautiful assurance, the beautiful promise of God. It says, wisdom is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. It also says, for taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care. So we have this beautiful promise from God that if we love wisdom, if we love God, if we pray for his wisdom for our lives, our loving Father will grant us this gift. By having wisdom, we will know those places in our lives that need fixing, and we will know the things in our lives that will bring us closer to God. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us the basis of true wisdom. He tells us the truth about God's plan for our lives, that if we live for Jesus Christ, we will discover the joy that in dying we rise to new life in him. We will have eternal life. Death is not an end. Death is a new beginning, a beginning in the everlasting. This earth is not our home. So remember, we are not on a physical journey. We're not physical beings on a spiritual journey. We're actually spiritual beings on a physical journey. And this in itself should be enough reason for us to do the things we need to do spiritually to ensure we are ready. In our gospel today, we have the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The message of the parable is clear. We need to make sure that we are like those wise virgins in the parable, that we always have enough oil for our lamps. We need to make sure that we are always renewing our faith through prayer, through the reading of the Gospels, through the graces we receive by the power of his sacraments. These things are the oil that Jesus is talking about in the Gospel, the oil of our prayer, the oil of our personal acts of piety and devotion, the oil of all of our efforts to work with God's graces and to grow in virtue and holiness. These things are the oils of our lives that keep us prepared. Now, the foolish virgins are not bad people. They're just lazy. They have no desire for wisdom. They don't want to work too hard in their spiritual lives. And that is a lesson for us also. Sometimes we can get lazy in spiritual life. The foolish virgins are those who just fill the pews, those who, for whatever reason, think they have done enough. They don't need to know anymore. They are comfortable with their spirituality. They say, let me fulfill my obligation of going to church and don't ask me to do any more. And one mistake we make is to think we don't have enough time to pray, or that we will get to it later when we are done with all of our other work and goals. That is a big mistake. Prayer should be first in our lives. All it takes is a few minutes each day to quiet our hearts, to center our minds on Jesus Christ. Start with 5 minutes and then work your way to at least 30 minutes. And in that process, continue seeking wisdom, and then prayer will come easier and easier. God is expecting beautiful things from each one of us. So we need this oil of prayer, of good works, of charity, so that our lamps can be kept burning brightly, so that we can shine as the light of Christ into every corner of our culture and society. So today, let's make a resolution. Let's get busy making sure that our lamps are going strong. We can work this week on improving our relationship with God by spending a little more quality time in prayer. Let's also ask, what more can we do for the mission of the church to help our neighbors be able to go out and meet Jesus, like the wise virgins in today's parable? Now, I can attest, and I'm sure most of you can too, that children have a wisdom that is unexplainable, a wisdom that is pure, a wisdom of truth, a wisdom of honesty, a wisdom of sincerity. God has placed wisdom in these little ones to teach us that being older or more educated does not give you wisdom. Wisdom is a gift to those who ask for it. So tonight, I'd like to end on a little light note, a little story of the wisdom of children. You may have heard this story before, but the example never gets old. And it goes like this. A Sunday school teacher was questioning her students on how to get to heaven. She asked, if I sold my house and my car, had a big garage sale, and sold all of my stuff, and gave all my money to the church, would I get into heaven? She asked the children in her Sunday school class. In unison, they all said, no. She said, if I cleaned the church every day, mowed the yard, and kept everything neat and tidy, would I get into heaven? Again, the children answered, no. Well, she continued, then how can I get to heaven? A 5-year-old boy in the back of class shouted, you gotta be dead. Now that's wisdom. God bless.